Well, good morning, saints. It is your friend, J.D. Walt. It is Sunday morning. It is April the 19th. It is the year of our Lord, 2026. And I am John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're getting into the heart of this thing. We're still in chapter 2, but we're deep in the Revelation. So Sunday, church day, and I just want you to know that we're getting out of the 7 day a week wake up call kind of least entry, me writing entries business. I'm really trying to get us back to 6 days a week and a Holy Spirit story on Sundays. So just pray for us to get there. It's going to take a minute. We're 7 days a week on Ephesians, like it or not. Here we come. Let's pray consecration. Jesus is waiting. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Deep breath. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's good to be together in the presence of the Lord, isn't it? That's the meaning of church, being together in the presence of the Lord. We're going there later today, but you know what? The good news is we're already there. We're already that place. We are constituted as church here across all these miles. And we're about to open up the Word of God, and Jesus is going to teach us. Today's entry is entitled, On Building Fireplaces. Our text is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 17 through 22. Hear now the word of the Lord. He brought this good news of peace to you Gentiles who were far away from him, and peace to the Jews who were near. Now all of us can come to the Father through the same Holy Spirit because of what Christ has done for us. So now you Gentiles are no longer strangers and foreigners. You are citizens, along with all of God's holy people. You are members of God's family. Together we are His house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. And the cornerstone is Christ Jesus Himself. We are carefully joined together in Him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. Through Him, you Gentiles are also being made part of this dwelling where God lives by His Spirit. The word of the Lord, that's a word. That's church. That's what that is, what we just read, church. Now consider this. I grew up in an average town, in an average neighborhood, in an average house, in an above average family. How about that? When I was around 10 years old, my parents decided to add on a family room. From the start, I knew this was going to be an above average room. From the cypress wood walls to the brick tiled floor to the vintage newspaper wallpaper in the bathroom, my mom designed every square inch of the place with exquisite care. The marquee feature of the room would be the fireplace. I remember one Saturday in the midst of the construction, my parents took us on a field trip of sorts. We were going to find the stones from which the fireplace would be built. They commandeered a bob truck from the farm, along with a few farm hands, and we drove to the northern part of the state of Arkansas to some land that belonged to one of our cousins. We drove from one site to the next, hunting stones as though they were treasure, picking, choosing, and loading them into the truck. Weeks later, when the time had finally come to build the fireplace, the stonemason arrived. Every day after school, I rushed home to watch him work. We saw a pile of rocks. He saw the heart of the home. He knew which stone came first, which edges needed to be chiseled off, and how they would stand and stack and ultimately be mortared together with the perfection of union, as though they had been waiting in those fields from the beginning of time to find their way to our fireplace. And what a fireplace they formed. Today's text reminds me of that fireplace. Together, we are his house, built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, and the cornerstone is Christ Jesus himself. I've spent much of my life thinking of God as working primarily through individual people. Use me, I have prayed so many times. Like a stone in a field, I have wanted to be a rock who cried out. A rock star for Jesus, if you will. The more I read the Bible, the more I understand the scriptures. You is not speaking first to me, but to us. My identity and purpose are only found in community with those whose lives are intertwined in relationship to Jesus Christ. Hear the text. We are carefully joined together in him, becoming a holy temple for the Lord. He dwells in our relationships. I like the way Peter put it. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. That's 1 Peter 2, verse 4 and 5. Are you seeing it? We, quote, like living stones, are the fireplace. Our relationships, rather than our individuated selves. Now, I'm not suggesting we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus. Of course we do. I'm only saying this relationship is not individuated and individual in nature. The church must be in its smallest dimension what it aspires to become in its largest expression. In fact, there is no way to do this in any large way other than in the multiplication of the small ways. In other words, the mission of the gospel will be accomplished in and through our relationships, or not at all. You can have a fire without a fireplace, just not in the house. Maybe that's why the church feels so impotent these days. Maybe that's why so many of our local churches feel cold and lifeless. It's why here at Seedbed we're so committed to the work of banded discipleship. We see it as building fireplaces. Hundreds, then thousands, then tens of thousands of fireplaces. That's what a band is. 3, 4, no more than 5 men or women, on the other hand, same gender, meeting together to ask transformational questions and pray for each other. That's what a band is. That's the long game of sowing for a great awakening. I'd love for you to go check our material out. We give it away. Link it in the email in the show notes on the podcast platforms. But it's a revolutionary thing. You know, recently, John Mark Comer, some of you may have heard of him, he started a thing called Practicing the Way. And they're trying to identify the key and core practices of the Christian life. Do you know that they have picked up our banded discipleship work and adopted it into their work? It's really encouraging to us. I'll see if I can't get a link to the movie, the little show, the little episode they made. But I could spend the rest of the day talking about bands, and obviously I can't, because we got to get to the house. We got to get to church today. And we haven't even prayed yet. So just remember, a band is a fireplace. Holy Spirit brings a fire. Let's pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus, who started with 12 and brought them together as living stones into a spiritual house, the original fireplace for the fire of your Spirit. Renew this work in our time, doing in many small ways what you want to do in multiplied large ways. And we pray that you would bring us into this work in a new way. And I pray, Father, for thousands of bands to start up among the Wake Up Call Sowers Nation community. I just want to get agreement from all these brothers and sisters all across the land that you would invoke a revival of banding together, that we would just begin to form these little circles of friends and stoke the fires of revival, that you do in us what you want to do through us, that you would sow a great sowing of the Lord of bands among us. Help us with this and awaken the hunger in each one of us to find those kind of relationships where we are. It's our prayer. We offer it in Jesus' name. Amen. Journal prompts today. So does the fireplace metaphor work? Does it resonate with you? If so, how? Number two, what will it take for the living stones built together into a spiritual house idea? What will it take for that idea to take root with you? And number three, are you being built together into a fireplace or a spiritual house with a few other people? And if not, what's holding you back? I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to relentlessly encourage you to band together. You've heard me say it before. It's a theme I come back to on the regular. And you know why I'm doing it? Because I love you. And I know it's the most transformational thing that you could possibly do. It's the greatest thing. I tell people in my church here in Gillette, I'm like, guys, I can give you one thing that will simultaneously be the greatest thing you can do for yourself and your church at the same time. we're just slowly planting bands. They're just popping up. It's changing people. It's changing the character of our church. In time, it's going to change the character of our town. I know it. I've seen it. Okay, what are we going to sing today? I got a couple of them that are vying for our hymn. I think of the church's one foundation. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. Let's see if I can find that one. That one is 388. 388. We're going to probably be a little bit more abbreviated. I've taken too much time already out of your Sunday morning. But this is the Lord and the Word of God. I mean, we haven't wasted our time, have we? What did I say? 388. I miss Dad being here helping me with this. He'll be back. 388. And then the other one I'd like to sing is On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. My Hope is Built is what that one's called. And that's number 102. So I'm going to hold my finger in 388. I'm going to turn over to one. Did I say 102? Yeah. I'm sorry to do the business right here in front of you. 102. You ready? We're going to sing verse 1 of the church's one foundation, and we'll sing verse 1 of My Hope is Built. And we're going to call it a morning and get to church. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. Come on, all you got. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. All right, gang. It's time to get to the house today. I'm not going to see you on the field. I'm going to see you at the house. You go to your church. If you can't get there, go to your church online. If you don't have a church or you can't get to your church online, come to my church. We're at the Gillette Methodist Church, Gillette, Arkansas. You can find us, Gillette Methodist Church, on YouTube or Facebook. And, yeah, it's going to be good. All right, for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt. I'll see you at the house today.